It is March 28, 2024. And I had this little girl that was sitting on my chest in the morning. She was real. She looked real for me. But I understood it was a spirit, and she said, I don't remember what she come forward, and you heard her talking to me and to everyone about that she should take care of it. And I didn't remember before I started talking now, that she say something in the end of the recording, and I maybe need to listen at it, what she told us. But one thing she say was that I should not have any fear for today with the X-ray. She said that she should take care of it, and I should talk thinking like I am a little child, and it's true. But I have not thinking about it before she told me that we are children of God. We are God's children, and you, if you think deeper, you understand what it said. What is it to be a child of God? It's to listen when God is talking, or those in afterlife, they are with God, and God tell them to talk to us sometimes, and so they do. So what we should do is to listen to them. In heaven or in afterlife, and because they see everything, they know everything, and they maybe not every time is it 100% what they are saying, because they say that from their time when they learn things, and they talk to us in that way they see it, but it can be a little different from what we are thinking and need to do. And so it's not, I don't think it's 100%. And I can be that I interpret them wrong. So not everything is 100%. You need to make your own decision how to believe in this kind of thing I tell you. And I think that you don't listen at me like only that you want to hear a voice talking to you. You want to know things that is something for you to pick up. And I can't talk to you about your problems as long as you don't write to me And I have email address that you can send. And it's only me that read the emails I get. And I have very much emails coming with about ads and want me to buy things, so I can also miss someone that have written to me. But it's so far I have not seen anyone writing to me more than once. It have been a girl from Germany that wrote me, and I answer her in the podcast, but I didn't say her name. No one could recognize her, but I answer her, and I can answer your problems also, your special problems, and I can talk to them in afterlife about your problem, how to solve them. So not everything is about money, and you should not write me about to find someone to marry like that you can have fun with in the magazines or on the internet, social things. This is serious, and I only want to answer serious things. And I have talked about, or they from heaven have talked about money many times. And so today, yesterday first, I didn't felt me nervous. The little girl took away the nervous things. It was not 100%, but I was, and I have calmed down. I could feel a little inside me that I was worried. And it was about this scan machine, MR machine, because at our hospital, is it an old, they don't buy machines. They try to hold into old things. And it's scary, that MR we have in this hospital, because it's dark and it's very slim, and it's to slide in there very deep into this pipe. So I was thinking it could be that kind of machine. And then I got the taxi coming and get me in the morning. And it was about close to 10 o'clock. But the taxi come late, because it was a woman in the car, and they have given her wrong car in wrong direction. So they told him, the taxi driver, to pick her up, because she was going into the same city as me. But they have scheduled my visit to this clinic to be in a certain time, but now this woman should go to her dentist, and she had to be in in perfect time. So she, the taxi driver, drove first. But as I have going with a taxi for disabled people, taxi in over 4 years, so I know. So when it's something important to do, then I can wait a little. So I took a 30 minutes before I should come and told them when I ordered the taxi that I should come in that time, but it was a 30 minutes earlier than I should come there. So that was perfect. That's the woman's. It's a big city. Malmö is a big city. And she was going to the dentist. And it took time. And then he drove me to this clinic. And it was far away. And they told me later on when I going back home that it was on the other side of the city I should come to. And so it was far out. And then we come to the clinic. And I feel a little embarrassed because I say to the taxi driver, that clinic, it's red outside. It's painted total red, so we see it when we come there. That is that there the clinic are, and it's very much other things in that house. It's shopping center also, and when we come to that clinic, it was black outside. So I felt like, how can you be so wrong? I felt so embarrassed about it. And then the taxi driver walked with me into the clinic. And then I talked to the nurse there in the clinic. And she say, "This is not here. This is not the clinic you should be at. It's in downtown." So he had drove me far out from the city. So it maybe was 10, 15 minutes extra he drove me. And the taxi driver here in Sweden, they have, I don't know what it's called in English, a GPS, like AI machine that's showing you the way, and a voice talking also. But he was a driver that couldn't speak so much Swedish, so he had not the voice on the machine, but he looked at the machine, at the map, how he should drive. But then he left me there, and it was wrong clinic, but it was still a clinic for X-ray. So the woman, the nurse, I say, I don't know how to come to that clinic because I come with the taxi and I can't walk and I can't take the bus to downtown. I don't know what to do. But then she say that it's the same company this. So we can do the x-ray on you, she said. I'd be very happy that I could be there. I was thinking for a little moment that, oh no, now I have to wait a longer time to get an x-ray because I'm not coming there. So I need to have a schedule another time. So I was very relieved when she said, we can do the x-ray on you here and send it to your doctor, she said. So I took off my clothes and put up on the clothes that I should wear in the x-ray. And I'd be so surprised when I come into the x-ray machine. It was this new x-ray. They make them more open. It's more space inside. And then is it full of light? It's not dark, it's light. It's like welcome into this machine. And it was shorter also. So it was only an MR scanner for the brain, for the head, and not for the whole body. And so I didn't need to be nervous at all. And I was thinking that I should not take one pill of the nerve medicine I had got and rely on this girl that when she said that she should take care of me and I should not fear. But I was not really sure that it's the way she gonna fix it. So I took medicine, and I didn't need to do that. I could lay in this MR machine for a long time, but it was only 5 minutes. It was take those picture on the brain, and I have a mask on my face, and I was thinking because I have seen that. But I think it's when someone have cancer, they got that kind of mask that is hardly, you can't see through it. Because this was a real open mask I got over my head, so I was not scared about it. And I think that mask was for to put the head in a different, on the left side and the right side of the head, like that they can see it, and go for where things are. And so it was nothing. And it was what the little girl said to me, that she should know that I can't trust 100%. Think if it had been in this dark, long MR machine they have here, and I don't take any of the medicine and be very scared, I could never have done it if it was not that I got a new, real new MR machine that they have built to not scare people. So she changed everything. I don't know the other place, if that place was not good. And that's why the taxi driver took me to the wrong place. And I got coffee there. They give me coffee that they don't give to other people. Only for me, because I have going wrong. And it was really exclusive clinic I come to. The best clinic that they can have here in Sweden. It doesn't matter for me that I have had to sit 2 hours to wait for the taxi to come, because I was thinking dark, long, cave-like machine that we have here, that it should make me sick. I should be nervous, gonna panic. I should be very bad. So the time for the taxi to come and get me was that I thinking that I maybe have to lay down in a bed to calm down after I have tried this X-ray machine. And that's why it be 2 hours for me to wait. But I have traveled a long time, and I had taken some pills. I didn't take all the pills that I should take, because I felt me not nervous when I sit in the taxi, so I didn't take the one that I should take before I come to the clinic. So I didn't do that. But I had some medicine in me, and I didn't take any of my normal medicine that I take in the morning. I didn't take that if it disturbed the whole thing. So that medicine I take in the morning is to be awake much more. So I didn't took it. So those 2 hours I sit and wait in the clinic, I fall to sleep. At least 1 hour did I sleep. So it was not so long time for me to wait. So it was very nice day. And I was hungry when I come back, because it had going so many hours. And I was so happy. And before when I have done something good, I eat something nice, but not good for the body. And I forget it. So I order home from the pizzeria a pizza, and then it was, I think the food is called sharam It's Arabic food, but very good in the spices. And I bought that because I was thinking that I can eat 2 days, so I don't need to do so much food and only rest. So I did that and was full of the food, and then I go to sleep, and I sleep 2 hours. So now I am really okay, but I feel a little that it's soon time to go to bed, because it's over 10 o'clock in the evening. And normally I go to sleep at just at 00:00 when it's midnight. I like to be up late and then sleep in the morning. But nowadays I don't sleep so much in the night, so I'm up early also. But maybe it's going to fix it, because the doctor, I don't know if I told you that a doctor called me yesterday, and he say that they are sitting and talk about me in a group, and they thought that I had, I think it's in English, crush syndrome. And it's a serious thing. It's a tumor in the brain. And I hope that it's not growing ones, that they have been there for maybe a long time. And it causes high blood pressure, and it causes diabetes. But it's a rare disease. And that's why it took forever for the doctor to understand. Because I am fat in my body, and I have standing still. It doesn't matter. I can lower the weight a little, like fasting. I fasting for 40 days, and I go down a little. But that's because I didn't eat anything. And I said to the doctor, I don't eat any sugar, more what sugar it is in food that I buy. But I don't take any sugar in the food that I do on my own. And I don't like a small candy, sit and eat, or cookies. I prefer a real sandwich if I should have something, and not sweet. And then is it also that I feel like I'm full in my stomach, even if I have not eaten for many hours? I think means this crusher syndrome. And so there is two things it can be. It can be in a medical way, take away those tumors in the brain. And it was interesting, because when I was to the ears. Look at inside my ears, the doctors say. And I suppose that she was in this group of people, doctors, that was talking about my case. Because she said that she had a student with her. And she said to the student, look at her neck. It's the backside, at the back, that I had like a buffalo neck. But I don't have so much. But it had bothered me sometimes that I feel sore in my neck. And she said that. And I suppose that she said that when they sit and talk about me, that she had like a bump on her back. And that is typical for the Crusher syndrome. And so the tumor can be going away with medicine. But then is it that it can be also that they have to do a surgery and go inside my brain and take away as much as they can of this tumor. And that can cause problem. And but I have these angels with me. And I don't take it for granted, but someone touched me now. Because I should not doubt it. She say, you should not doubt it, that you don't have us with you. Because we are with you, she's saying to me now. It should be not be any more bad things in my body, because they maybe have to take away this tumor in my brain. But this kind of tumor is not dangerous if it's not have going for too long time, then it can be cancer in it. But I have told you that I am not a cancer person, that we don't have that in my family line, nothing. It's a heart we have, and blood, high blood pressure have been, but I forget what I was saying, but we don't have this, that, we don't have cancer in our DNA. So that gave me hope that it's not so very bad. So I hope they can take the tumor away, and that make me get lower blood pressure again, and not diabetes, so I can eat without be worried, because I eat a spoon of sugar in the food sometimes. It's very hard to not eat any sugar product, because in the bread you have also sugar. So it should be nice if I could take that away, so I can eat normal and not think about this kind of thing, because I don't eat bad, only sometimes, like today. but not so very much. I do my food at home. So I have the control over it. So this with order pizza, that is very rare for me. So, and today it cost very much money to eat a pizza. It's about 3 times more today than it was before the pandemic. So that hold me back from pizza also. So we will see what the doctor is going to tell me. It is Easter now. So they are off work and coming back next week. And then he should check out the result of the X-ray, and then I get a call from him. And I hope it's not a call that is emergency call, that is a normal call that I need to do something, because I hope there is something, but not deadly, because I need to be better in my body than what I am today. I can hardly walk. Now is it not that I can't walk because I can't balance? No, it is coming up now that I am weak in my legs, so I can only walk in no control areas. I can only walk 15, 20 steps. At home I can walk, because there I know what's inside my home. But when I go out, it can come whatever. It can come cars up, and it can come screaming, kids running. That's what I'm talking about, control. You don't have a control. At home, you know. And I don't have any cats. I don't have any pets anymore. And that was one thing I was thinking about when I had to sell my cats. That it's good that I don't have any cats, because they could run in front of my legs. And that is not good now. If I fall, it's very hard to come up from the floor, because it's so much pain in my legs to stand up. I can come up technical, but the body will screaming. And I have thinking, if I fall, I should have always with me some painkiller that I can take when I lay there on the floor, and then wait for the painkiller to take place, and then I can put me up. Can I walk up? But I have not come in so far, because I don't want to think about it, so I don't do it. But my brain is telling me that I should always have some painkiller with me, so I can stand up if I fall. So this is, and the result of this, what I hope for, that I will get some help, a more quality help than this other that I have tried, and they have not been good, that I get real help in my home, or I can move to a elder home and be with other people, so they see me if I fall or if I am hurt, get take care of. Well, something need to happen. And the best way is that I be healed, so I am like I was before I was driven over by the car in 2018. If I could come back to that before my accident with the car, then I should be thankful. So we will see. The story is not ended yet. There's many times I think it's now it's ending, and now it's ready to die, but I don't die. It has been many times now. And I thank for that, because I want to be older than my mother, and she was 80 when she died. So it's some years more before I can be before her, be number one in this to die. It sounds stupid, but I still have, so I can do a joke, laughing and kidding, or be playful, as I am a child of God. It's okay to be playful. Even if you're 100 years, you can be playful. It's because you're a child of God. So thank you, and God bless you. Then we will see what's happened.